Hey there, firm owners. I'm Ryan Lozanis, and you're listening to the Future Firm Accounting Podcast, the place where you'll get one actionable lesson each episode to help systematize your accounting firm so you can earn more while working less. I was speaking to a firm owner recently who contacted me because he was looking for help in his marketing. This was really the number one thing on his mind. When we drilled down into it, his goals were really to stay solo and have around 20 clients paying him around $3,000 per month for CFO services. I had pushed back that 20 CFO clients for just him would be quite heavy to manage. He agreed and then said that his new goal would be 10 clients at $5,000 per month, which seems like a nice, simple little business. Then he started talking about putting in place social media marketing and various other online marketing channels. At which point I said, you're the type of firm that can get away with almost no marketing at all. In fact, I've come across plenty of successful firms that have had to do virtually no marketing. So the question is, do you even need any marketing? In some instances, the answer is no. Or to be more premise, the answer in some instances is virtually no. Let me explain. First, if you run the kind of firm where you're charging on average $500 per month for your services, or if you're banging out $400 tax returns, the first thing I'll say to you is that your pricing strategy is severely hurting you. But even if you double or triple those prices and your goal is to become a seven-figure firm or larger, then yes, you will need to engage in various marketing activities to expand your client base and replace any churned clients. You will need a website, you will need referrals, and you will need at least marketing channel working well for you, whether that be marketing on LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, email marketing, marketing on YouTube, or whatever else. You don't need multiple channels working well, although that helps, but you need at least one marketing channel. But let's say for the firm I was speaking with that I described earlier in this episode, who really only wants 10 clients at a higher ticket price. What about this firm? Do they need any marketing? Honestly, this is the kind of firm that can get away with virtually nothing. You might not even need a website. Personally, if it were me, I would certainly want a website, but I don't think it's actually required. All you would need to do is show up to one networking event per week, build a local reputation, ideally in a niche or two, and just get to know people and engage in traditional networking. Now, yes, this is a form of marketing, but it's pretty low lift and requires zero resources. Contrast that with a social media marketing strategy, let's say on LinkedIn, and let's say you're pretty much starting at scratch. Do you know how much time it would take you to see any results at all and build your name up in the crowded online world? Unless you're doing something incredibly unique on social media, the time and difficulty required to build up an audience online would far outweigh just going out to one networking event each week. Online marketing these days is not only getting very competitive, but also quite sophisticated. If you do happen to have a personal interest in marketing and you want to dedicate consistent time and energy toward it, then by all means, go for it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm simply weighing the cost-benefit of engaging in a far simpler approach. So for this individual I was speaking with, my exact response was the following, quote, "The truth is, for 10 clients, you really don't even need all this marketing. You just need to network and implement some simple email marketing strategies to help with retention and referrals," end quote. So what I'm suggesting here is go out and meet people once per week and then grab some email templates online to help you continue the discussion by email in the hopes of them becoming a client or referring you to others they may know. And beyond that, once you pick up clients, make sure you have some email templates that allow you to check in with them to see if there's any opportunities for upsells and whether they may be able to refer you to others. It's simple, but really simple is all we need for this kind of firm and their goals. So before you go down the rabbit hole when it comes to marketing, assess your own goals and see whether a more simplistic marketing approach might be more fitting for you. Hopefully that helps. And if you're looking for help when it comes to unlocking freedom and flexibility in your firm, then you'll want to check out my Future Firm Accelerate online coaching program. You'll get step-by-step, self-paced training on how to quickly systematize your firm so that you can earn more while working less. You'll get coaching whenever you need more help, and you'll join a community of 750 plus modern firm owners who are all helping each other out. For more info, just head on over to www.futurefirmaccelerate.com. So that's all for today. Hope you found today's episode helpful, and I'll catch you in the next one. Take care.